Mickey Hart, your own manager. Look, Dublin played well today, but I think it's maybe fair to say that you didn't get the best out of yourselves. It never really happened for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, they turned in a high-class performance, and I suppose it all really came to life for them whenever they scored the goal. Before that, I think it was going to be a sort of a face-off to a degree, that we would have held them out. They would have got some scores. We'd have got some scores. I would have felt if they hadn't scored the goal, it might have changed the complexion of the game. I felt we could still have been in the game at half-time, and then it might have been a different second half altogether. But because they got that goal, then they rattled off a few more points, and we were chasing the game big time.
I know in retrospect, if you lose a game, the game plan maybe looks wrong, but was it to draw them in, turn them over, and break up the park? And if so, why did that not quite happen?
Well, it didn't happen because of the ferocity of their tackling. We did turn them over a number of times when they were trying to break through for scores, and we broke out. But again, at the vital moment, they had enough people back and enough pressure on to turn the ball over. And when you turn the ball over, when you're a counter-attacking like that, you're very vulnerable. And that's exactly what happened for the goal. We were absolutely vulnerable because we were going forward expecting to be finishing the other side, and was turned over, and then young O'Callaghan was free, and he certainly finished with aplomb.
Did that kind of sum up the day for you, the way he kind of got through, even though there was heavy numbers back there?
There wasn't heavy numbers at the time he was there. He was facing a 1-1. Because we had gone forward, because we turned the ball over, we were on the offensive, and when he came up, he had only to face Ronan McNamee, and he had to face him while he had momentum and Ronan was kind of static. So that's probably why it happened. If we had had all the artillery back, then he wouldn't have gone through the middle and scored a goal.
Yeah. You've told my colleague Damien Lawler on Sky that you want to stay on board, you want to stay on as Tyrone manager. Do you think you'll have to convince the county board, or how will you... I'll use the term sell it, it's probably the wrong term to use, but how will you sell it to them? What will you say to them about developing this team and bringing them on, and that you're still the man?
Oh, well, I don't know what I'd have to say. I'm making it clear that I want to work on with this team, and if they in their wisdom think that I'm not good enough or not right for that, well, then so they can make that decision. But I feel that I am, and I feel that I have a lot to offer them.
Do you still think you kind of have the squad, have the players, have the game plan, and you can kind of evolve it, bring it on? I appreciate this is very raw, but do you still think you have all those things?
Absolutely. Why would in one game change your mind in that? I believe that all year. I believe this last couple of years. So I don't think one result will change all of that. If that was the way you were easy to be swung as much as that, then you wouldn't really be very firm in your convictions.
Just one more. Sean Kavanagh, he has said all year this is his last year with Tyrone. If he is to retire, what a servant he has been, what a player he is, what a man he is.
Absolutely. He's been the best we've known in many, many years, and he has so many accolades to prove that. We feel it's a shame that he didn't finish his game at the very pinnacle of this year's activity. But I suppose to get back to Croke Park again from what happened to him last year, to lead us out in an All-Ireland semi-final, it's a nice enough way for him to finish his career. We would love to have finished it on the third Sunday in September, but so be it. He has nothing to regret. He's been a super player and a super representative for our county.